Hey, happy day. The left, they are against everything that the right is for. I guess we notice that every day, and I gotta keep reminding you, you know this already, I'll remind you, but you already know the left, they're a haywire group. Look what's happening now in Los Angeles. You have a Republican guy running for the mayor, and only two of them get to go to the runoff, the election in November, and he was by far number two. And then they started to count the mail-in ballots. They came in months ago, I think. And they're just now kind of getting around to them. And all of a sudden, virtually every vote is for the person, the communist person, who is in third position. Isn't that strange? And all of a sudden, he's only 1% ahead. I don't think he'll make it. And they're scared. They don't want a Republican running for mayor because what if he won? Son of a gun. They can't let that happen. And it's not nice. It's dishonest, I think. I mean, at least Trump has stepped up and he said, we're going to get the Supreme Court involved and maybe something can happen before November. But I don't think he'll win over the course of the next couple of days. How can you win when millions of votes come in and they say, this one is for the commie, this one's for the commie? They kind of keep doing it that way. Are they cheating? Well, isn't it strange that out of the votes that are coming in, it's just kind of centered on the two people? Other people ran, maybe people that filled out their ballot, voted for a third person or a fourth person. But interestingly enough, now it's just all for that woman to get her into second place. Now, swing over to the Treasury Department. They said, you know what? It's a 250th anniversary for America to be America. So we're going to issue a $250 bill. I think they should do that anyway. I like the old days when we had $1,000 bills and money wasn't worth as much then as it is now. In any event, they said, we want to put President Trump's picture, his image, on the bill. But because he's alive, we can only do it with dead people. So we have to go to Congress. So, of course, the left has lost their mind over this and said, bah, it's not about Trump, it's about America. And, you know, they have some points, but as usual, they don't have very many except pointed heads. Now, there's a big vote that happened here recently in the Energy and Commerce Committee, and Trump said, I'm sick of the time. You know, I want to fix the country at daylight savings time, and other places are doing that, states and provinces and countries. And, you know, it's like taking a blanket with daylight savings time and cutting off with scissors the one end and then sewing it back onto the other end. It's a waste of time, and it costs big money. I mean, there's so many cities that have big clocks up there, and you have to get equipment and write a check. And Trump is pushing for this, and it appears that it's done. It's about bloody time, just saying. Now, Palm Springs and Spain, I mean, people dress up as other people. In Palm Springs recently, there was over 1,000 people dressed up as Marilyn Monroe. I don't get it, but that's what they do. Why not in Palm Springs, of course? And in Spain, they're dressing up as Charlie Chaplin. And then all the liberals in other places dress up as, you know, women when they're men and so on. You put that into your own little brain package and see what you come out with, okay? Now, you have this guy that kind of adds to that. I mean, talk about dress-up. His name is Scott Wiener, I guess, and he's running for the U.S. Congress. And it appears that he's going to take Nancy Pelosi's seat, and why not? Crazy deserves more crazy. And he had this little thing, what do you call it, convention or something. It was called for Homosexual California. And a drag queen there, dressed up, really weird. I mean, Wiener is a girl's best friend, and this drag queen was dressed up as half woman and half pig. Pig, swine, you know. I mean, really? And there was children there, and this guy's going to be in Congress? Good bloody grief. They continue to walk among us. Now, in Canada, members of Parliament get a pay raise every year. April 1. Doesn't matter if you perform well. In the real world, of course, you have to do a good job. Then you get a raise. And if you don't do a good job, you get fired. Every one of them should be fired and start over again. But they get this automatic raise. And one guy is pushing back against this. And it's kind of interesting because he belongs to the NDP, which is code for Socialist Party. And he's pushing back. Good for him. I give him credit. That might be the first time I ever do that. Be like Fonzie. Sorry, got it now. Alberta, they want to separate. They? Do they really? A third of them do. A third of them don't. And a third of them are confused. But they'll get unconfused as time goes on. But it's kind of interesting because now the politicians in Ottawa are saying, if you separate, you can't have a Canadian passport. Almost half of the elected politicians have passports in other countries. What's their problem? The prime minister, I think he's a citizen of three countries. The former prime minister is a citizen of at least two. And you got all these wackos running around and they belong to other countries. polygamy. Do you think? I guess, I gotta say. Now, the Standing Committee in Canada as well now has said there's this hate crime thing that they always talk about. There's a school, residential school in Kamloops, British Columbia, that they started off with a big thing, and the government is now saying, if you talk about this, if you make, if you condone this publicly, you deny or downplay the Indian reservation school system, a criminal offense, punishable by up to 2 years in jail, will happen to you. Wow. Well, so many people have said, and they've been treated badly, these people have said, there's no missing children reports filed by any parents. There's over 250 children, apparently. There's no bodies. There's no this, no that. And they're treated harshly. And now it's against the law for them to say that. Wow. Hey, go have a good day, I guess. But remember, we got to fix this mess. How do you get rid of all these zombies? You have to vote. But when you vote, don't let them count the vote. Hey, see ya.